Radio.
You just called telephone therapy, and you want to relax for a while. Well, that's fine. Let's begin by sitting down and leaning back. That's right. Now let's put our feet up on a stool or a chair. And just sort of close our eyes. You have the receiver in your hand. And the warm plastic feels pleasant.
Berlin. I read a book by H.G. Wells. It was called The One Thing. This book was written in 1913, 1 year before the World War. And in it, H.G. Wells describes the discovery of artificial radioactivity and puts it in the year of 1913. I'm sorry, puts it in the year of 1933, the year in which it actually occurred. He then proceeds to describe the liberation of atomic energy on a large scale for industrial purposes. The development of atomic bombs and the World War, which was formed by apparently an alliance of England, France, perhaps including America, against Germany and Austria, the powers located in the central part of Europe. He places this war into the year of 1956. And in this war, the major cities of war are all destroyed. Up to this point, the book is exceedingly vivid and realistic. From this point on, the book gets to be a little, shall I say, utopian. With the world in shambles, the conference is called into Italy, in which a volume of the This book made a very great impression on me, but I didn't regard it as anything but fiction. It didn't start me thinking of whether or not such things could in fact point of view. They ask, well, suppose I would oppose. Think here now. What good would I do? I wouldn't do very much good. I would just lose my influence. Then why should I oppose it? You see, there was no... The moral point of view was completely absent, or very weak, and every consideration was simply consideration of what would be the predictable consequence of my action. And on that basis, this was the reason, on that basis, did I reach in 1931 the conclusion that Hitler will get into power. Not because the forces of the Nazi revolution were so strong, but rather because I thought that there would be no resistance
When I died, they washed me out of the turret with a hose. Thank you. Thank you. future.
Failed future.
Failed future.
And failed just future. Sort of failed close future. Their eyes. You have the receiver in your hand. And the warm plastic feels pleasant against the palm of your hand. And the warm cup of the earpiece is caressing your ear. You're breathing slowly. I hear your breath. And I know you're becoming relaxed. You're becoming very relaxed. And you hear the high frequencies of my voice in the receiver. And they pierce through to your tired brain. And let's think the telephone is our brother. Or let's think the telephone is our father. Or let's think the telephone is you. You've just had a brief 10-cent session of telephone therapy. Call again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you very much. Now you may hang up.